Chapter 4. I thought of Uncle Steve Larkin first of all. I thought of the way in which he had trained me for a life on the plains, and it hardly seemed possible that he could have made such a terrible mistake about me. "I want to believe you, Marshal," I said.
"And what keeps you from it?"
"Steve Larkin, is he the right kind of a man?" I demanded.
"You don't have to glare at me when you say that," the Marshal said and smiled. "As a matter of fact, Steve Larkin is one of the best fellows in the world. I see what's going on in your mind. Why doesn't Steve see that you're wrong? Because honest Steve can hardly suspect anyone of being anything except what everybody ought to be. How could he suspect you? I know what he's done. He's had the schooling of you. And the fine old chap grows maudlin when he tells how you hit a running antelope at long range. I've seen tears in his eyes when he told about the way you crawled into the cave of the mountain lion last year and dragged the brute out dead. I've seen him stand up before a room filled with men and describe with gestures how he taught you to box and knocked you head over heels until you learned the tricks. And I've seen him show the wrestling holds you had to practice until the day when you laid him on his back. But my lad, he didn't watch the faces of his audience, or else he would have stopped talking."
"He would?"
"Yes," said the Marshal. "He only knew that they were interested. But there are different kinds of interest, and those frontiersmen set their teeth and watched him through narrowed eyes while he talked. For every man was saying to himself, 'That's the way the young Sammy Cross was turned into a safety killer, was it?'"
"Don't use that word," I shouted. "If they want to see killing, I'll step out and—"
I stopped myself. The Marshal was squinting at me, and he was nodding in the way that I had come to hate. "Why, lad," he said, "I understand, of course. You're not the first gunfighter that I've had to study. I've seen crowds of them, and of all kinds. But I never saw one with a handier start in the wrong direction. Don't you see? You've got the killing lust in you. Some men like to shoot buffalo, and some like to trap beaver. But you like to kill and trap men, and you've made yourself so expert that to you it isn't really a danger. It's only..."